Really pleased that we got the win. Obviously disappointed in the second quarter. That we knew they wouldn't go away, the Saints, and we scouted probably their spirit a little bit. That they're a team that they're young and exciting, and they put some real pressure on us in that second quarter, and we didn't stand up to it.
Was it more them lifting, or did you guys drop off at all? Or was
it just a bit of both, for sure. Yeah, I thought it was pretty evident their pressure increased, and we didn't find a way to handle it. So, but I thought we responded pretty well in the second half, and you know, we put our foot down there towards the end of the game. But I thought the game was always tense for me anyway in the box.
You must be pretty happy with all the scoring avenues you've got at the moment. I think it's another 10 goalkeepers today, 20 odd goals.
Yeah, look, it's, I suppose that's the final result with all the stuff we're doing off the ball, with the way we defend as a unit and our hunt around the contest, the main things, and the goals are sort of coming after that. I just challenged our players. I didn't really do too much in terms of strategy. A couple of little things that I don't know if they worked or not. I think it was more about the players' intent to maintain a standard that's been there for a month, I reckon. We dropped that standard a little bit in the second quarter, and I thought we went back up to what's been making us pretty solid. And then the results started to take care of itself. No, we didn't really do that. No, we identified he was dangerous. I think he had a lot of score involvements. Sometimes you can get the ball and still not be effective, but I think he had up to 10 at half time. We did a couple of little things, but I wouldn't have said we ran with him. So it was probably just a combination of a bit of structure and awareness that he was doing some damage.
Starting to build a bit of confidence away from home now when Brisbane pulled up down here?
I haven't thought about that. I'm reasonably confident last year. Our travel form was pretty good from memory. You know, home games we struggle at often. So we're not really blocking the games up with away or home games at the moment. We're just taking what's in front of us.
Pretty happy to be sitting 6-2 though.
Oh, we'll take it for sure. I still think the season's yet to settle. It's taking a few more weeks than perhaps last year or previous years. So yeah, of course we'll take it. It's a fantastic for our players. It's well deserved. But every week's presenting with a massive challenge, and you only got to see what happened in that second quarter for us, what happens when we drop off and teams increase.
That's where you really did go on with the job and finish really strongly.
Well, I think we've been a pretty good second half side, and our third quarters have been significant with the numbers that we're looking at. So we've always been pretty fit. Before I got here, it was well known that there's plenty of endurance and speed in our side with the right mix, and I think we're using it to our advantage at stages this year. But you know, it's still early. I know it's round 8, but it still feels like the season's still settling.
You perhaps learn more from that second quarter than you would the rest when they really challenge you about your own
thing? Yeah, I'm not surprised that that you have quarters like that. We're not consistently elite at everything we do. We need to play in a way that's going to give us best chance of winning. And when we drop off with some basics, we're vulnerable, just like every side. You know, there's some sides at the top of the ladder, on a second, but there's some consistent sides that, you know, have played consistent finals football that sometimes can be a bit off in some basic areas and still get over the line. But we can't do that.
Chip, would you say that your season hasn't settled yet? Is that because six wins, five come against bottom six teams?
Yeah, from last year or from this year?
From this year.
Yeah, I think GWS might be up there. I keep thinking Port's up there. Yeah, and that's probably why. I mean, we don't know, you know, where we really sit. All we can do is play and perform and play a brand that we think can stand up in big games.
Is that pleasing though in one way that you do continue to beat teams that you should be beating? It says a bit about the maturity of your group.
I don't look at games that we should be winning or losing, or, you know, I don't look at that. Sorry.
Lecrae and Yeo, is that the depth of the midfield? Just seems the midfield's operating
a much stronger than what we should be. Well, no doubt Yeo's, you know, provided something a little bit different with our mids, and when he's gone forward, I think he might have kicked three tonight or this afternoon. And Lacroix's been like he has been for a number of years. Just hasn't had a clean run of it with injury. So we want to develop flexibility in our midfield, and to rely on Pritis the whole time can be a bit of an Achilles heel for us. So we need to develop players in and around him to be able to match it for four quarters. If we rely on him the whole time, you know, we'll drop off.
So as the sub, was that just easing him back in after a few weeks out, and were you happy with what he did?
He really pleased, yeah. We didn't put any pressure on Scooter with performance. I think there was a bit of anxiety there, missing 5 weeks. Ideally, we probably should have brought him back through the waffle level, but there was no game on, and he was right for around 80 minutes of footy, and we took a calculated risk as a sub. He can handle that, and just after half time he came on, and I thought he helped balance the side a little bit in that second half.
Did you see Ince with the earlier
here? No, I heard it was fine though, so there should be no worries from what I've been told.
Liam Duggan, how have you seen his development?
Yeah, he's been consistent. He's played since he's come in. I think he was subbed for a couple of weeks. Elevated himself now to a regular midfielder. He's 18, so I'm sure that Rising Star award might be coming around the corner for him. I hope it does. We haven't had one for a while. So a little bit of campaigning there. And he's been pretty consistent for the last month.
Injury-wise, all clear?
I think we're all good, yep.
Expect anyone back next week?
We've got a number of players who are coming back from long-term injuries. I don't know if they're going to be available next week, but Darling, Yo, Rosa, Sheed, they're the ones that spring to mind. That anyone else was? Might be those four that may be available.
And Callum Sinclair in the ruck, how are you finding him? And I don't know if they're ruck work and then moving forward as well.
Yeah, really pleased with how Carl's going. Yeah, he's played limited games. I'm not sure if he's played over 10 games. You forget how young and inexperienced he is. So he provides a contest, and that's big fellas, that's what we're looking for to start with. And he's been a little bit more predictable with the ball, which comes with experience. I keep forgetting he's played so little games, so my expectations are pretty high on what he does. But him and Fraser have been really solid for us.